This is a treat. Let's open the door and welcome into the studio an old friend of the show, memorabilia expert Shorty DeFazio.
Hey, what's Shorty? Happening there, muses? How you guys doing there?
Good. How you doing, Shorty?
Hey, Shorty, what's happening?
Doing good. What you got? I heard you guys talking about the Star Trek, and so I brought in a whole box of bric-a-bracs and whatnots from my store up in the Northeast called Hey, That's an Unusual Item.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give that store a plug?
It's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. It's in the Northeast. You can check us out online. Go to HTTP.
You don't need that.
:
You don't need that.
/ WW, and I think there's a third W there too.
Just need the address.
And then you do a dot.
Yeah.
And then it's Hey, and that's spelled H-E-Y. Okay, HeyIt'sAnUnusualItem.com. Okay, all right, now here's my box of stuff.
So you usually have a lot of sports stuff. Is that what you have today, a lot of sports stuff?
No, actually, Craig, I brought a lot of Star Trek Day stuff for you.
Perfect.
Because I heard that you're hosting the William Shatner thing.
Yes, that's great.
At the old pavilion. At the
Toyota Music Factory and everything, yeah.
All right, so I brought this. This is great. Now, I brought you this. I think you'll like this. It's framed very nicely in some fine Honduran mahogany. It's got a little walnut inlay in this frame here. It's a picture of the famous first televised interracial kiss.
Ah, yes.
And it's signed by Bill Shatner and Nichelle Nichols.
Great.
Who played Uhura that he kissed.
Yep.
And it's authenticated on the back by Chili Davis. There it is. $100
for the Davis.
Chili Davis authenticated.
You know what? I'll take it.
He was watching the show and said, yeah, this did happen.
I'll take it.
And it was special. Now, a lot of people don't know that Shatner didn't stop at that one interracial kiss.
Okay.
He went on to do entire movies with variations of that theme. And they're very hard to find. He's tried to buy them all up and get them off the market. They're only on VHS.
Yeah, I've never heard
of
it.
But I have one here, and this is the only one I've come across in all my three decades of collecting. I have one here. This is
look at that.
Look at that. VHS case.
Yep.
Bill Shatner stars in BBC from Outer Space. $2,000 for this.
I'm going to pass
on
that.
Not sure what that stands
for. I'm passing on that.
That's what it says on the cover. All right. Now, you like this. Look at this velvet-lined box. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, this box has been hand-sanded. It's hand-sanded pine.
It's not that big a deal, but...
You open it up, velvet-lined. Look at that. It's a little gross-looking, but those are Leonard Nimoy's actual ears.
Well...
He ain't using them anymore.
I don't want those.
$15,000 for this because the bio has it.
Nobody wants those.
It's unusual.
What are you doing with those?
And then here you go. You a drinker? You ever like to drink things?
Sure. I do that just about every day.
Yeah, well, look at this. This is Dr. Bones' set used flask. He actually used this flask on the set. Mm-hmm. It's only $20 because there's so many of them out there floating around.
He was drinking quite a bit while they were filming.
He's quite a drinker.
DeForest
now,
Kelly.
Everyone remembers Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khorne.
Khorne?
What? But nobody remembers the little-viewed romantic comedy sequel, Star Trek 2.5, The Wrath of Madeline Kahn. But here's the VHS for $63. It's, not that great.
Yeah, I'll pass on
that
one.
Not that great. All right, and you'll love this one. You might want to take this one and show this one to Bill.
Okay.
Because I think he'll be very excited to see this. Bill Shatner's set worn toupee in a beautiful chestnut blonde. Beautiful. This is a hard-to-find color by DuPont.
That is beautiful.
This is such a beautiful toupee, and he would love to be reunited with this. Matter of fact, you ought to lower it down onto his head with a fishing rod and reel and just surprise him in the middle of the Q&A.
$600. $600, okay. $600. I might actually take that one.
Yeah, and this is Bill's TJ Hooker officer pants that he wore on that show. All right, the waist size is 46.
Yeah.
And let's just say that Bill Shatner'd in these pads. So $100. They're
passing.
Not clean. They haven't been laundered.
I'll say no.
Haven't been laundered.
I'd like them laundered.
And what happened? What?
What?
What happened to Jub Jub? Where's he?
He's got the coronavirus.
Because I brought some items for him, too, in here.
What would you
Look
get?
Look at this. I was going to give this to him as a gift. But
yeah,
anyway.
He's not here.
Anyway, could you give this to him?
Sure.
Yeah. Now, inside this Ziploc.
Ziploc
bag. Inside the Ziploc, it's a pair of Hillary Clinton's panties.
He'll love them.
He'll love them. With some postmenopausal residue.
$600! Well, I got to get that for him.
It's an unusual item!
That's his Christmas gift. He'll love them.
Merry Christmas to you Star Trek fans out
there!
Hey,
thank you, Shorty. There he goes. Shorty DeFazio.
See you, Shorty.
From Hey, That's an Unusual Item, his store in the Northeast.